Twitch fans.
Hey, welcome back. This is the fifth episode of Witchcast.
Yeah, finally.
Sorry.
We don't know what else to say. We had complications, we should say. Let's just say that, complications.
Most of it has to do with college, because unfortunately, as much as we don't want to believe, we are technically seniors now.
Yeah, stuff just wasn't working out. But we recorded some stuff, but we have to keep updated, so we just went and recorded this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Gosh.
Yeah, we don't know what else to say, so please forgive us.
Please forgive us so we can get on with the show, okay?
Okay.
So we have a lot of news, though, right now. I guess we could... Hold on, let's just go blah, blah, blah until the news finishes, or the song finishes.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. Oh.
Dun, dun,
intros
dun,
are so long. Dun, dun. Hey, I like the song though.
I know I like the song too. But still, intros are long.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Anyways, so we will start with the news for episode 5. In the witch news right now, there's totally not much for the actual witch news, but except for Italy is just released, I think, the 94th. I think they're about to release 95th issue or something. So we're closing in on the big 100 issues, which I believe is supposed to come July. Really, there have been rumors about this witch movie, like either a cartoon version or an anime coming or a real-life action movie starring people like Hayden Panettiere. Yeah, guys, don't believe those because they're pure rumors, and we've already had people from SIP Animation and Disney say that they're not true, that they're completely false. Yeah. As of now, we don't know that for sure, but right now they've been reported false, so people on who are on like TV.com and YouTube and the comics forum and stuff, you guys will know everything about the big debate, but yeah. It's completely false right now.
Even though we do wish it was true, because that sounds so cool.
We wish it was true! But there, so far, there's no return of the show in any form at the moment. We can always keep our hopes up, but yeah, right now there's nothing at all with the show. The comics are going strong, but nothing with the show or a movie or anything. So people, if you see people on like YouTube or the people who are on Wikipedia trying to say, yes, this is true, it's absolutely happening, don't believe them because they have no idea what they're talking about. Yeah. I just wanted to say that because I've had a few arguments with people.
And on Wikipedia, just remember, any idiot can edit any of the stuff on Wikipedia, so don't always trust what's on there.
Which is why usually with like high school and college essays and stuff, you're not allowed to use Wikipedia as a source.
Yeah.
I explain why. So.
Yeah. And it's just true. Like, for instance, my English teacher, I think her son got in trouble for putting fake stuff about somebody he didn't like.
Heck, you could plagiarize and stuff on there. So.
Oh, not just that, but also one of the students in my school, he actually made a page for himself. And they took it down eventually, but I think they didn't find it for about 3 months.
See, yeah, so there's your news source, because we first discovered it from Wikipedia, so the movie is no-go. No movie, no anime, even an idiot put anime for some reason when it's not even a manga, or it's from not even from Japan, it's from Italy, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. It's not going to become an anime.
All right. So,
okay, but in the fan world... With our fan sites are still going strong, scanning crew, cannot pronounce anything.
Stuff like that.
Okay, the scanning crew is moving along too. So we've started the seventh arc. Yay! New power. Everybody's been waiting for it.
Yes. And please read them as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Because it's getting pretty good.
So far, so thank you to Lindsay, Ervin, and Mooncloud for issues 75 and 76. And issue 77 should be coming soon, which during that time, probably around a month or so like that, Mooncloud will also be releasing more parts to the Witch on Stage special. So far, we have parts 1 and 2 by Mooncloud and part 3 by Irma Lover.
And remember, if you guys want to understand... some things in New Power, you really need to read this special.
Yes, some of the parts, like, just at least the first one or two, you need to read before you probably read 75 and 76, which is the reason why Mooncloud released them at that time. And let's see. That's some more. Well, yeah, I'm kind of working on issue 25 right now. I'm rescanning it, or I've already rescanned it. I'm just working on editing. I hate Photoshop. I'm not very good at it.
You'll learn.
I'll
You'll
figure it out
learn.
eventually. And after that, I'm going to edit book number 8, Out of the Dark, which was scanned by Josie. So that will be up on my Heart of Kandahar site. Die by Sword has also fixed his FTP site so people can download the comics again, but I just checked today and it's
It's not
gone.
so well.
So hopefully that'll be up sometime soon so you guys can really download the comics. But so far, I think that's all it's right now. Part 4 of the Onstage special should be coming up soon, I believe. Like, maybe in a week, maybe 2. I don't know. However much time Mooncloud wants to spend on that. Take your time. It's okay.
Yes.
We're all good.
It's like we're willing to wait for something like that.
Well, I think that's all the news we have right now, though. I
Yeah, me
think.
too. I think that's all
Pretty
the
sure.
news.
So, on to our character. This is the fifth podcast episode, so that means we have our fifth guardian, Halen.
Yay! All right, let's see. Halen, her birthday is in June 4th. She's a Gemini, and at the beginning of the show and the manga, I mean, comics,
Totally
sorry.
do the Japanese part now.
Yeah,
Okay.
she's 13. Her power is the element of air. Let's see. Along with her power over air, Halen is also the only guardian who is able to fly. Well, at least in the comics,
Yeah, in the show,
they can
everyone
all
can
fly,
fly.
which is basically all Will can do in the first
Well, I
season.
remember reading, like, at the very beginning of, like, 2005, and, yeah, it was in 2005, the people who were making Witch said, hey, if we get in this situation, what would the girls do? Because they're trying to kind of plan it out, and then they go, well, that's stupid, why don't they just fly away? Fix everybody's problems.
Yes,
Yeah.
but also that did lead to Will only being able to fly and nothing else until season 2.
Yeah,
So,
seriously, at least she was able to fly.
okay,
Ooh,
so
big.
yeah, Halen can also recall the past of a specific place, person, or object by hearing the sound of an object connected to them, especially music.
Like whenever the first time she did that was with Elian's music box. Whenever she went into, I think it was in Mrs. Rudolph's house, I
Yeah,
think.
I think so. I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure.
Oh, I can't remember which issue.
Me neither.
Anyway, hold on. It was issue 6, I think.
Which,
It's gonna be
next
next.
time,
I
if you're keeping up.
think it was, anyways. I can't remember. I'll eat my words later. But anyways.
So she can soundproof rooms and use the wind to help her hear things that others can't, and sometimes even control the temperature of the air. Which is really prevalent in the TV show,
Yeah.
especially when she decides to use it as, like an instant hairdryer.
Yeah, 'cause usually Irma and Halen combine their powers and like make ice
Which is
or
kind of impossible if the hair is, air is hot.
hair.
Shut up! I've done worse, you know that.
Which is for W.
Be
Anyways,
quiet.
moving on.
She, along with Irma, seem to be able to create air bubbles to breathe underwater, which is cool for Cornelia because we all know she can't swim.
Aw, poor little Earth girl.
Her newest extra power is that she can sense things in the air. Like, she can tell the exact atmosphere around her from people's feelings, and she can tell when someone's lying or telling the truth. So she's kind of like a homemade lie detector
Kind of.
that actually works.
Because she was upset about Eric having to leave. That's sad. Now they have a
Yeah.
long distance relationship. I hope it
Well,
works out.
yeah. Well, so far it's working.
Right now, they're one of the only relationships that's
S
good besides
good.
Cornelia and Peter. I don't know what the heck's going on with Matt and Will. There's a big discussion in the comics forum.
But let's leave that for a different.
I
'Cause
am not going through all those pages trying to discover if they should be together or not. So.
well, you know what my opinion is on that, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, her personality. Halen is a very cheerful and optimistic and enthusiastic girl most of the time, but she does have her periods of depression when she's really worried about people who are close to her, such as Yan Lin and Eric.
Yeah.
She seems to have her head in the clouds, as she tends to get dreamy and loves the idea of being able to soar free in the air. She is also very artsy and creative and independent, as she is not afraid of being who she is, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess her and Elian are both artistic drawers.
Yeah. She also doesn't like it when Irma uses her powers to paint with watercolors.
Yeah. I
Cheated in
remember
art
that.
class.
That wasn't eight. That was an
I didn't
issue
know you
eight.
could cheat in art class. Anyways, her style and attitude is spontaneous, and she's usually carefree as she goes through life wherever the wind decides to take her. She likes being goofy with Irma and takes any task before her and looks at it in a new imaginative way. She hates it when her friends are down and is always the first to try to change the mood into a happier atmosphere with a bright and cheery smile, which helps in a lot of
That's
situations.
Halen.
See, her family. Her mother is
Joan Lin,
Joan
yeah.
Lin, and her father is Chen Lin, who both run a Chinese restaurant, the Silver Dragon, which is also Halen's home. Her grandmother, Yan Lin, is deceased and was once the Air Guardian in the previous generation. And she now works with the Oracle and serves Kandagar.
Yeah, but we still don't know the stupid little mystery about whose mother Yan Lin really is. We're thinking it's Chen, but it
Yeah,
could be Joan too.
no one's too sure about that. Or
Yeah.
Halen's
We
grandfather.
still need to figure that out.
Yeah. Halen's favorite sport. She's not very athletic, so she prefers to draw instead of actually being in a sport.
Yeah.
And her favorite subject is art, obviously. Her crush is Eric Linden, who later moves to Open Hill with his parents and maintains a long-distance relationship with her.
Okay, some other facts about Halen is that Halen's family owns a Chinese restaurant called the Silver Dragon, which Halen often helps out at, and the girls in the show mainly, that's their headquarters in the show, not really so much in the comics. They just kind of hang out there every once in a while. Her family lives in rooms above the restaurant. Her favorite hobby is to draw or paint, and she also enjoys designing and making clothes. She has her own unique style, which is usually never complete without leg warmers and a pair of goggles on her head. She usually wears her hair in two low pigtails, but occasionally she kind of lets them down or puts them up in different styles. She loves comics and science fiction, so she is obsessed with collecting aliens, like stuffed aliens and comics, as well as with her stuffed frog collection. So, she also always keeps a marker handy, as she has a habit of writing important facts and things that she wants to remember on her hand. Which, by the way, why hasn't she done that lately?
Yeah, why hasn't she done that lately? A lot of important things have happened.
Yeah, you notice little tiny details that were there at the beginning are totally gone, thrown out the window now.
Well, I guess as the story progresses, it's a little harder to include the smaller details.
Okay, heck, Raggerland. Ling, whatever the heck, how to say it, I don't really like
Regulating.
it, but it didn't even have much of the boys or like anybody else. It was mainly only about Halen and the girls occasionally. So,
True.
oh, but anyways, outside of that little annoyance, her guardian theme color is kind of mixed. It kind of changes, or people don't know which color it is exactly.
They haven't picked.
But it's probably silver or like a periwinkle blue type color. So,
Right.
yee, that's Halen. Yay!
Okay, let's
What
see.
do we have our episode, right?
Let's see. Episode 5 is A Service to the Community.
This one was really funny. I like
It
this episode.
was.
It was like a filler episode, but it was really funny, so I really liked it.
Let's see. So the episode starts off with Phobos talking about how he would go on to find his sister and give Cedric a mission in which he would need to pass as a human.
So in Heatherfield at that time, the girls are at Shuffled Institute, where Mr. Collins, or Professor Collins in the show, comes up and announces to the school that the Community Service Day will be hosted a month early. And of course, everyone freaks, especially for Cornelia and Irma, since they had bad
And
experiences.
they
What was
like
it? It's like Cornelia was working at like a zoo or something with monkeys trying to eat her hair.
something.
And Irma ended up painting sewer ladders and stuff,
Something
and
funny.
rats came up and she fell in the sewer water. And so they had bad experiences with
And
community
actually,
service.
if you look about it, animals and sewer water, they're elements. Let's see.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it
In
that
Will's
way.
apartment, Susan asks Will how she would feel if she started dating.
And that's whenever that's right after she finds the cell phone in her suit.
That's like,
She's like, "Mom, did you get a phone call while making this?" She's like, "Oh, how'd you know?" Oh, it's just a wild guess, you know. There's
yeah.
cell phone in my suit, you know?
Yeah, my
Just
suit.
guessing. So she's all like, so she asked, yeah, she asked her if she would mind if she was dating. So Will's like, just don't I feed him any home cooked meals. If you meet a nice guy, it's okay.
That's funny. Cedric tells Phobos that he has adopted a human identity, and Phobos is sure that the search for his sister will go faster.
Boo. So back in Heatherfield, Will learns that Mr. Collins might have a thing for her mom whenever he comes to her house for like a PTA meeting, or telling her like things that they missed at the PTA meeting. And Will's all like, "Oh, whatever you're here to tell my mom, I'd appreciate at least 15 minutes to think of a good excuse."
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Cornelia tries to go to sleep early, but is mean to Lily, and so as payback,
Of course.
her sister turns off her alarm. So she gets the bad community service job of working with Lillian's class at her school as a student helper, which actually in real
Aww.
life is not bad. But I guess if I have to teach my little sister's class, I would be like
Okay, well,
horrified.
Lillian and her little
Lillian's a little
classmates are like,
emo
yeah, like little
demon.
monsters. Anyway, so Irma and Trani get the community service job of sealing envelopes at City Hall. So they decide that they're sitting there complaining about licking their envelopes all day, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so tired." And then, of course, Mr. Collins comes in. He's like, "Hey, aren't you using the special sponge tongs that you use to seal the envelopes?" And they're like, "Huh."
Oh,
So
we didn't know they were there.
their voices are all messed up because they've been licking those
That's
envelopes all day.
crazy. Will and Haylin are painting over graffiti, and Will is upset that her mom is making goo-goo eyes with her history teacher.
Haylin's all like, "Yeah,
Yeah, go
go Will's
Will's
mom."
mom. Yeah. Haylin sees strange writing on the wall, and suddenly Will gets dizzy and faints.
Finally, they took something from the comics.
Finally!
Although it was only from the writing, not from the portals or Meridian Monsters or
At least, well,
anything.
okay, at least they put something.
You gotta take what you get, I guess.
Yeah.
Can't make everything the way other nobody's ever happy with anything.
Let's see.
But, so Haylin takes Will to the Silver Dragon, where Yenlin and Caleb discover that the writing is from Meridian, since Haylin wrote it down on her arm. So Caleb wants to take them to the Infinite City, where somebody could translate the writing. So Trani and Irma and Cornelia all come in and everything. So they're like, "Okay, let's head to Meridian."
So the girls go back to where the writing was and find a portal in a tunnel. Blunt comes out and trying to sell his treasures.
Yeah, which stinks up the place. And then whenever they go through the portal, Haylin's like throwing a pipe or something back, and it hits Blunk in the head, some little stupid something other thing.
Yeah.
So and then Caleb goes and they walk around, and then he shows them the entrance to the Infinite City. So they go down a secret set of stairs, which Cornelia's complaining about this entire time, acting all girly and stuff. So,
That's what she gets for wearing the boots.
and then they go see the Ancient One, who knows that they are the Guardians, who
Yeah.
we know as the Mage,
Yeah.
who's
She
introduced as the
shows
Mage
them.
later.
Yeah. She shows that the message is directed to someone saying you are still undetected.
Begin your search for the girl.
Makes kind of no sense.
Well, I think it was Phobos, I think,
Yeah, I think it
doing
was
a
probably
message
Phobos to
to,
Cedric.
or something like that. Somebody wrote it for him. But the mage also says that the beast is in their town and will try to get close to them, and he's in like human form. So Will automatically thinks of Mr. Collins, of course, because the evil person always has to be your teacher.
Well, they usually are evil.
Well, because she remembered Mr. Collins trying to get close to her mom, so she automatically assumes that he's gonna be the beast trying to get close to her.
It's a good assumption. Although she is a little biased.
It seems self-centered to me, but that's the show, Will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so the girls are hanging out at the diner where Will tells her suspicions about Mr. Collins, becoming a teacher to get close to the Guardians. The other girls agree with Caleb.
Caleb's really
Yeah,
reluctant, and he's
yeah.
like, "How does he learn enough Earth history to teach it?" And he's all,
Yeah. You know, kind of, he's the only one who actually makes a little bit of sense or tries to make something
okay,
logical.
he's playing a. It's weird. You would think about it sometimes in opposite ways, and sometimes the way it is, but Caleb's sitting there playing the boy who's like, okay, girls, just calm down. Just think about it. And they're all impulsive and like, oh, let's go get Collins. We have to figure out if he's in Beast.
Because your teacher's always going to be the evil bad guy.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see.
Oh yeah, so they start spying on Mr. Collins as he buys like Lou and live crickets, and they pretty much are convinced that he's a monster. Oh yeah, I love that line whenever when Will's all like, oh, I don't want to judge anybody before all the evidence is in. They're all like, oh, come on, Will, he's obvious. She's like, but it's obvious Collins is a face-glowing, bug-eating brain sucker. And Caleb's all like, oh my
My
god,
gosh, girls.
girls.
Jinx. Okay, so then they go to Will's house to corner him, and they transform into guardians to beat him up a bit before Will uses the Heart of Kandrakar, and then they realize he's human.
Ta-da! Oops.
Whoops, they
Uh-oh.
beat up our history teacher in guardian form.
So Collins is unconscious. So they push him around in a wheelbarrow in the neighborhood. So to try to take him back to his house, but they pretty much get into all kinds of trouble.
Like
Like,
dropping him into the swimming pools.
yeah, as they're trying to bring him back to his apartment. Yeah. So.
Then they realize the crickets were for a lizard, and the guardians try to come up with a story to make Collins think that he dreamed it.
Who was it? I think.
Kaylin.
No, it was. I think it was Trani, maybe.
Yeah, what about
Some
his.
somebody was saying like, "What about his clothes? Like, what do we do about his clothes? 'Cause they're all ripped up."
And you
So
know, slime
Cornelia.
is. Was it Cornelia or Helen?
Saying what?
Sprinkle him with crickets.
Oh, that was Cornelia.
So Cornelius like sprinkle him with crickets and release the lizards, or he thinks Mr. Scales ripped them up.
And Will's all like, "Oh, that's crazy! Do
Do
it." So that was our new plan, so that he would totally not remember everything. They had his car towed and
Apparently it
locked the
worked.
doors and everything. So he goes up next day at school, and Collins is talking to Elyon, who's like, "Are you okay, Professor Collins?" He's like, "Oh, last night I dreamt fairies came and attacked me." And Cornelia's all like, "Oh yeah, I have that dream all the time." And he's like, "And my lizard was trying to eat me when I woke up." So Cornelia and Will realize everything's cool, but then Will starts to wonder where the real beast is.
And Cornelia wants to give the little brats in her sister's class some payback by making them lick the thousands of envelopes for Irma and Tarani
Without
without
sponge
sponge
buns.
buns. Of course. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
So Will is pretty happy that her mom isn't interested in dating Mr. Collins anymore, but Susan has a PTA meeting about some weirdo who's been swimming in all the neighborhood pools, and Irma and we were like, "Oops." We kind of did that. Oops, our fault.
For the closing, we switch to Cedric, who turns into human and opens his bookstore.
And that
And
would be the
the end
end.
of
Yeah.
the show.
So it's of course another Ominous. He like goes up and he like runs to the bookstore and then he presses open and you're like, dun dun dun. What's he gonna do next? So that is the end of episode 5 of Service to the Community.
Anticlimactic.
Dun dun dun. The first episodes of Witch are all like that. You know, especially well, the first
It's pretty
season
cool though. It's
especially.
pretty cool.
I think you don't get into that much drama stuff until like the end of season 2 where oh my god, I don't want to get into
Let's
it.
just not get into that
It's
right
like,
now.
oh my gosh.
All right. Sorry,
Comics, the
Yay!
best things ever.
And comic number 5 is
So be it forever.
cool. All right. Let's see.
So where does it begin, Christine?
Well, at first, all you kind of see is like, it looks like a monster until you get down to the very bottom, then you realize it's just Dormouse hiding under the bed from Will.
After you ate all our cookies, which I would kill a pet for, but
Those are delicious cookies. Don't kill me.
So Will's sitting there, first thing you see over here after the Dormouse goes around sneaking under the bed is Will start scolding him because he ate all her cookies. And then she realizes that her Dormouse is sick, so she starts panicking.
And you know, she says, okay, maybe I should call Matt. But of course, she can't remember what his number is.
So she goes to the pet store and, like, this, okay, keep in mind, this is after they came back from Meridian with the astral drop thing, and you guys all know what happened in the astral drop. Kissed Matt and then slapped him. So Matt's not very happy with Will right now. Not
Would
really.
you pay for that? That's
No.
confusing.
Matt needs a good slap every once in a while.
Don't
some people, will agree in the comics forum, I know. Anyways, so Will comes up and she's like, oh, there's an explanation for what I did. And Matt's all sitting there. I'm waiting to hear it. So Will starts thinking about how stupid her astral drop was to be able to kiss him and then slap him in front of the school. So then she's like, forget about that. My Dormouse, look at him, he's sick.
Perfect destruction with Matt, by the way.
Because he gets all concerned. And the grandpa, Matt's grandpa is there, and he starts taking care of him. And yeah, Matt's like explaining how Will rescued the Dormouse and stuff, because he's saying, oh, they're not usually pets. But that his grandpa would take him and help him and everything. Matt's grandfather offers Will a job, pretty much to help work with the pet store and everything. So he's like, oh, Matt doesn't help me. He's too busy with his lessons to pay attention to his old grandfather.
Yep, and, you know, between you and me, you can slap him every once in a while. He deserves it.
So Will gets all embarrassed, and she's like, okay, well, your job offer sounds very good and everything. So she says that she'll think about it. And,
answer soon.
So the grandpa's all like, ooh, you hear that? And he's like, ooh, love's coming. So, back to another astral drop fiasco. We go back to Irma's house, where she's screaming about not wanting to go out, as she promised, because apparently her astral drop made a date with the Martin. Who's the nerd who chases her around who she hates?
Yep.
Or acts like she hates?
We never know. It might be suppressed love.
So Irma's stepmom is going around forcing her to go on this date. So, and her brother's enjoying it a lot. So she's going out all angry, going out talking with Martin, who's all like, oh, this is my dream. I knew we were meant to be together and all this. And he's like, oh, I could be handsome. All I have to do is take off my glasses. And he trips and falls down the stairs.
Yeah, don't, a word of advice for those who can't see well at your glasses, don't take them off on the stairs.
That's why I wear contacts.
You're a special case, Amanda.
I'm blind.
Yeah. And let's see.
So Irma shows some care, she goes and chases after Martin, she's like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
And then they go to the museum! A perfect place for a date. For
yeah.
Irma.
Irma makes it clear to Martin that they're just friends, that they're nothing more, but he kind of deals with it, but in a way, he's like, oh, I knew you really had feelings for me when she says things. So Irma's just kind of enjoying being with him as a friend. So, yeah, they check out the museum, and they go see a big dinosaur, the T-Rex. Yeah.
Something. It's a dinosaur leg.
So they're enjoying their little quote-unquote date, and all of a sudden, a big scream comes.
And then it's, I don't know, just some lady running out screaming, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! And of course, it looks like a Meridian monster.
When Irma goes to investigate. So, and it actually notices that she's a guardian. And then runs away from her, even though Irma's like, oh wait, stop.
But I'm not going to hurt you. Not yet.
Yeah. So, Irma starts deciding that she needs to go talk to the other guardians. So they meet on a rainy day in Sheffield Institute.
And
where they're all talking about what happened at the museum, how people aren't believing that there was a monster there and that the newspapers are reporting it and everything.
Yep, and, you know, Halen's like, I think I can give the answer, and shows the map of the portals.
Oh, yeah, and that's when Mrs. Knickerbocker comes up behind them and is all like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
What are you trying to hide? So
and, of course, what they're trying to hide is the fact...
Map of the 12 portals to 4.
Which is showing them that there's a new portal in the museum.
So she's all like, oh, I'm very interested, and they're all, like, trying to hide it, and then all of a sudden, Halen makes magic appear on the map, and it appears that there's a magical portrait of Mrs. Knickerbocker, and she's very happy and pleased with it. She tries to take it away from Halen. She's like, oh, it's a masterpiece. May I keep it? So they all scream, no.
And, you know, Halen's like, it's only a draft. It's I can make you a better one.
She's good at improvising.
Yeah. Pretty good.
So Pretty much they all decide, and Will announces that they will go to the museum whenever it closes at 6, and apparently Uriah and his gang are planning
Decide
to
the
do the
same
same thing.
thing.
They're like, they want to go see if the monster's real, they want to be able to go see and like have a big adventure. Doesn't work out so well for him a bit, but
Yeah, so the Guardians, it's night. The Guardians are going. They're transformed, of course, so nobody can recognize them.
and then Will goes and talks to the security and asks him, right, or her. You know what? All electronics are supposed to be girls, aren't they? Why in the world are they
No,
half,
okay.
most of them for Will are boys.
Well, because it's good to pair off, female characters with other characters who are not of the same gender, especially when she's surrounded by girls every day of her life. Well,
That's disgusting, is what we said.
that one toaster was a girl.
Was it?
Yeah.
In the comics or in the. Oh, yeah, in the show. Just
Just
give me
give me
my
my
toast!
toast.
Okay. Anyway, so Will convinces the security to let her in, and. Or is it a guy? It sounds like a guy to me, anyways. It sounds like
Especially
what a
with
guy
how
could say.
cautious it
I guess
is.
you can't tell. It could be a girl. Just think of it as a guy. So they go around walking around the museum, so they're trying to find out if the monster's there. So all of a sudden, Cornelia notices a strange painting, and she notices something there. So they're all like, "Oh, what is it, Cornelia?" And then all of a sudden, they see Elyon reflected in the portrait. And Elyon's saying, "Actually, I'm right behind you."
And she's like, "Hi,
And of
read again."
course, the very first thing she does is lock him in a giant bubble. And she looks really PO'd.
Yeah.
And
So,
Cedric comes up behind her.
and this is kind of when we get something's not really right.
Here's where you officially learn that Cedric transforms, like shapeshifts. He has the lizard and the human form that, well, Elyon first realized it and stuff. She said that she was shocked about it.
Well, I'd kind of be shocked too if the guy I was trying to get a date with suddenly turned into a giant lizard.
Yeah, she got over it quickly, I think. Anyways, we don't know how much time's
Well,
exactly
she
passed
also
by.
found out she was princess,
Wasn't
so.
it like a month or so that
Probably.
Elyon was gone? I don't know. No, it was a few days. The comics time system's been messed up for forever. So anyways, Will starts talking to Elyon. She's all like, "Oh, what happened to you? Elyon, you're not the same person." She's like, "Oh, look who you're talking to, Will. You sprouted a pair of wings." So they're all trying to get Elyon back on their side, but it appears that Elyon's forever going to be with Cedric.
Especially
And
since he's blatantly flirting with her in front of the girls.
yeah. And Cedric says that her brother is Prince Phobos. And they're like, "Whoa, really? Do they know who Phobos is at this point? I
I'm
don't
not
think they
sure.
do. I think they've heard the seal of Phobos,
Yeah.
but I don't think
And
they."
this is when they hear Elyon's version of the story of,
Yeah.
how she came to Earth.
How there were like three people who crossed over from Meridian and quote unquote kidnapped, as in her version, the baby Elyon and took her to Earth using the Seal of Phobos, which ended up in Elyon's house, of course. So, and Elyon's all mad.
Because she thought that she, well, because she grew up with what
Yeah.
she thought were lies, and she thought that she had, for years, had loved the people who had taken her away from her real
And
family.
her parents, and then of course the what was it? She was a nurse, right? Yeah, she
Yeah.
was like Elyon's nanny and stuff, was Mrs. Rudolph, dun dun dun, her math teacher. So that made her shocked a bit. So Cedric ex so she explains how Cedric helped her see everything that had
Yeah.
happened through her past and show her exactly what her future and her past and everything was. Whenever that day, whenever the witch girls discovered that they had powers and were the guardians of the veil, was the same day that, as the Oracle said in the first issue, one of them would betray the others, which
Yeah.
is when Elyon went to Cedric in the bookstore.
And also, this is, when she reveals that she's been told that the Guardians of the Veil are the enemies of Meridian, which we know it's not true.
Yeah. So Elyon goes on a big rant saying that because of the veil that they protect, everybody's locked in Meridian. Nobody can get out. And her brother was trying to search for her for years and years but could never find her because the guardians protected the veil and kept everybody closed up in a space where nobody was happy. So she thinks that the guardians are evil in this part. So Irma and all of them are shocked and they're really sad and stuff, so.
Yeah, and she's like, "You've all changed. You're like older, more mature." And they're like, "You've changed too."
So Elyon explains how she stopped her parents and she found her true home in Meridian. And Cedric says, "And where you found your powers?" And she's like, uses her powers to shrink the girls, and they start going up. And she explains to them, "Hey, you've lost. Your battle's over."
Yep, and
She don't know what happens to the girls until like next couple pages.
yeah, and then you realize,
Because they disappear, and Elyon's all like, oh, relieved. So, Vathek shows up and with Cedric, and it looks like the girls are stuck in the painting that Elyon had originally been reflected in.
yeah, and then it cuts to Uriah's gang outside the museum, breaking in.
And they're like, oh my gosh, it's so stupid. They left the security off. Man, they really want somebody to steal their stuff. Of course, Will did that.
Of course, they keep running into things
Like
and
Kurt keeps running into things and acting.
like an idiot like he
Yes.
is.
And then all of a sudden they see not the monster they had originally looked for, but they see Cedric and Vathek staring down at him. So they're pretty shocked.
Especially when the monster starts talking in English, when it's like, oh, hi.
Wonder why they don't have their own language.
I think
That's interesting. That'd be
they
cool.
do, but I think they know that, oh. Okay, we're in Earth. We should probably speak the language they speak.
Maybe. Well, everything has to speak English, I guess. I don't know.
Well, technically,
Well,
the original was Italian, so.
yeah, what I'm saying is like everyone, all of them are speaking the same thing here.
Yeah.
I guess, well, in the show they had the Meridian writing. That's probably the only difference I can think of.
Yes.
So it switches to the guardians, who are all like hugging each other, all scared. They have no clue what's happened to them, and then they realize that they have become prisoners in the painting. What's it called? Like the Neverending Spring,
I think
something like
Never
that.
Ending Tear.
No, the last tier was what it
The
was like with the fifth book, the chapter book, but it was like Everlasting Spring, something like that.
No, I do pass it. Hold on.
I know, I'm trying to get to it.
The Never
Neverending
Ending
Spring.
Spring.
Oh, I got it. Woo.
Okay, fine then. You got this one. Anyway, so they're stuck in the painting, and they realize, we have a problem.
Yeah, and there's a ton of people around them who are all happy, and it's a big like festival going on, kind of autumn type thing here. And all of a sudden, Tarana gets hit, and then everyone starts looking around, going, "Who are they? There are strangers here." So they're like, they're looking at their clothes. They're like, "Oh my gosh, are they travelers?" And then some soldiers come up, and they're like, "Or worse, they're probably witches or sorcerers."
And so, of course, they start being chased.
Because you don't want to be there with witch hunts and stuff.
Yep.
And Irma, instead of just running, of course, throws some things around, starts being a big
And making them
dramatic.
mad. Yes, let's make the people chasing us mad because it makes everything so much better.
So they're running on the houses, and Will all of a sudden falls through the straw roof, and all of them tumble in after her. So they're still running from the soldiers, and finally one of them catches Cornelia. And they're about to wonder what they're gonna do to the guardians who they've captured, until suddenly this man comes.
And he's like,
Oh.
don't, it's like, oh, don't do that, just leave him alone, just inform inform Carmelango that they're my guests. And so, he helps them out that way.
So the guardians are released and they're relieved and they're like, "Oh, who's our mysterious rescuer?" And then he tells them that he is the man who created the painting and he's not sure if the people respect him or are afraid of him. So he is the Mr. Elias Vendal.
Yep. And then it switches back to the museum, where Uriah's gang is terrified of Cedric.
Staring up at the monsters, ah!
It talks.
So Kurt, of course, the idiot again, starts going around and trying to hit him with a sword, which somehow gets stuck straight in the wall in a weird way, which I don't think's possible.
In the real world, no, but in
And if
comics,
I
yes.
remember correctly, I think Irma Lover had that on his witch files as one of the messed up things too. I believe I remember that. Looks familiar.
Well, if Vathek somehow managed to be the one who threw it, it probably would stick like that. He
Yeah.
is stronger than most humans, but humanly, no.
So Elyon comes up to them. She's like, "Oh, don't deal with them. It's not worth it. It's
They're
not like,
just simple humans.
yeah,
They're nothing.
it's not like anybody will believe him, even if they said
Yeah, but
it."
he's like the
Cedric.
most.
So Cedric's laughing at them.
Yeah, and of course, Kurt. It's all Kurt for some reason. He takes a fire extinguisher, it looks like, and throws it through the window, which of course sets off the alarm.
Duh.
Yeah.
It's not
And the
very
cops
great in
come.
brains. So they start running, and Nigel, who is one of the. He seems pretty nice being in Uriah's gang, so he's like, "Okay, come on, we're gonna get caught anyway, so don't make it any worse." So Uriah's like, "Oh, you could stay here if you want to. I'm not gonna get caught." Then jump out the window, and of
And they get
course,
caught.
by Irma's dad, who's a police officer.
Yes, go Irma's dad. And then it switches back to the painting and the girls.
Yeah. So they go back to
His house, I think. Well, the house
or
with the
his
painting.
room, yeah. And Elias is talking, and everybody's looking at all his artwork, and they're like, "Oh wow, you're amazing."
And he's like, yeah, but I haven't actually real painted, really painted, like, for so long. Everything you see here is just illusion. Nothing really exists because it's the curse of Phobos.
So he starts wondering what the Guardians did to deserve their punishment. Of course, Irma gets all sassy, and Cornelia
She's
gets mad at
like,
her.
yeah, she's like, oh, we saved the world, but Phobos and his sister don't want us, you know.
Yeah, and that's all.
That's all.
Everything's fine. So, Cornelia gets all upset with her, of course,
Yeah.
and Will just totally ignores them
And
and
just says,
says.
well, we're the guardians of Kandrakar. He's like, what? You're too young.
And Tarani explains, "Oh, well, we just recently got the job." So they realize that all of their powers aren't working in this painting because air, water, earth, and fire are
Yeah.
all beyond the painting.
Because it's all real. Everything that's real doesn't exist in the painting.
So nobody feels hunger or tiredness,
Or
and everybody,
sleepy. Which
yeah.
at first it sounds cool, but then you realize you'll never get to eat your favorite food because you're never hungry.
Chocolate. Just want to say. Okay. So Elias goes on and explains his story, how he was a court painter in Meridian, and he worked for the royal family in Meridian whenever the king and queen disappeared, which never
Oh,
has been
no
answered.
one knows what happened, so for all we know, foul play.
For all we know, Phobos killed them, like I always
Foul
suspected.
play.
But okay, so for some reason, another unknown mystery, Phobos is saying all of his images to be destroyed, like any statues, any paintings, or anything to be destroyed. Probably because he's so vain.
No,
Or.
or it's because even though everybody knows he's girly, he just doesn't want, images to prove it. He's already got the obnoxiously long hair. The girly hands.
He's always taking a bath, and Cedric's right there.
And he has to have in human form sometimes. And he also has to have a very good looking guy next to him. He's girly, trust me. I have a friend like that. He's girly. You know.
Feels scared now because he's a target now because he can capture Phobos' face so vividly. So he runs away into another time, which is what, like 17th, 16th century,
The
something like that?
past of the world, that's all I know. Yeah, Europe in the 17th century.
Okay, yeah. One of those. So, and he meets a woman that he ends up falling in love with. So until one day, whenever, like, is it Cedric? Yeah, Cedric and probably Vathek, or Cedric and some people,
Who look like
Meridian
Vathek.
monsters, come to arrest him. And they take him away, and they're like, "Oh, since you love your paintings so much, then we'll imprison you into one." And they end up imprisoning him in the Never-Ending Spring painting, where he's been trapped for, like, what, 500 years, I think? As Will tells him. So he's. Or no, 400 years. Yeah, 400 years. So he's all scared. He's like, "Oh my gosh, seriously?" And he's all sad because he couldn't be trapped in the painting with the woman that he loved. So Will decides that they will help him be able to paint again.
Yep.
It may be a little cliché, but do you believe in magic?
Well, it's cool. And then it switches to Heatherfield, where Irma's dad is basically questioning the voice. Well, actually, he's just saying, "I don't believe you," because they just told them, the whole.
There was a monster in the museum. So playing good cop, bad cop thing right here.
Which one's the good cop?
I think Irma's dad.
Well,
I think it's supposed to be anyway.
they don't do a
So
good job of
they're
that.
all all the kids, the boys' parents come over, and of course, another guardian's parent, Tawny's mother, Tressa Cook, is up there, and she is the judge overriding their case. She says that they won't go to jail, but that doesn't mean that they'll be let off easy.
Actually, they aren't let off easy, if we remember correctly.
Yeah,
Anyway,
which was
switches
touched on
back to
later.
the painting where Mr. Van, he's kind of like
Mr.
gray.
Finn.
Hey, it's easier to say than his full name, okay?
Say Elias, like everyone else does.
Fine, Elias.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like parading the girls around, leading them. Where is it? The castle?
Cathedral. That's the word, right?
Yeah, that's it. Cathedral. And for those of you who don't know what cathedral is, it's what people usually call the Catholic Church.
Type thing. Well, that's the way it looks anyways. So they go, and Will is talking about how in his story, Elias explained how the story behind the painting was originally about a last tear that was imprisoned within a vial in this cathedral place because nobody ever cried or nobody had any sorrows or anything in this painting.
Yeah, and for a long time, Elias had been using water from the well to mix his paints, which, of course, if we remember, everything in this painting is not real, so his colors were basically non-existent.
So Will has the bright idea, saying, "Hey, why don't you mix your paints with the last tear in the vial? That way, maybe you'll can paint again." So they decide to give it a try. So they go and they get people to try helping open the door.
Which, and then Cedric can see them through this bubble thing.
Yeah.
And
So
he's like, "These girls are putting my patience to the test."
he's getting all mad because they don't stay like regular prisoners and just accept their fate. They try to ignore it in any way possible and fight it. So he's
Yeah,
getting really
they
mad.
actually try to escape. How dare those prisoners try to escape?
Darn them, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, "Okay, well, let's summon Frost the Hunter, and he'll deal with them." So they finally get through the cathedral, and they're looking around, and they're like, "Oh, it's so beautiful." And
And
Will sees
they
the
find the
vial,
last
yeah,
tear.
with the last tear, and she says, "Hey, now you can go mix them with your paints, Elias." And then all of a sudden, a new little baddie comes out from
Frost the
last.
Hunter.
Yeah, not very new, is he? Because he was the one who captured Trani.
Well, new to Elias.
Yeah, true. So, like, oh crap, it's Frost again. So Will's like, "Oh, this proves that I was right. Go and mix it with your paints, because if the enemy's trying to come after us, of course we are onto something here." So Elias goes away, and they're like, "Oh, we'll deal with them." And so they start making fun of him and his little rhino. They start running away from Frost, who of course chases him,
Because that's
and
kind of his job. He's a
yeah,
hunter. It's like, I must hunt them.
and chases him and runs his face into the door frame.
The best joke to play on
So
someone.
Will's like, he's so busy chasing after us, he didn't remember to
Lower his
duck.
head.
You remember the duck? So then he's all getting mad at the guardians, and all of a sudden a
Something
vegetable
hits.
Irma.
Everyone immediately assumes
They're
Irma.
like, "Don't look at me."
And then we found out it's actually
Like one of the soldiers and the townspeople from the painting.
who are like, "No, we don't want you to capture the girls. We want them to help us. We want to escape this painting."
They just want peace here, and he's like not making things easy for them. And all of a sudden you hear Elias starting screaming, "It works, it works, I can paint again, the tear works."
Yes, which means our powers are back.
So Will brings out the Heart of Kanjekar, and all of a sudden they have all their powers: earth,
Which,
air, fire, and water.
if I were Frost, would terrify me. Because, they are now super powerful again. It's like, oh crap.
So now Cedric and Vathek are like, oh boy, and Cedric's like, great, now I have to go tell Phobos that I screwed up again. Oh, poor
Poor
Cedric.
Cedric. He has to
Oh.
go deal with Gullifobos.
Don't do Oh gosh.
I'm sorry, I was doing Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonations all class today.
Okay, so the spell is broken, everybody's happy, things are changing in the painting, and they offer Elias to take him back to Earth, but he says no, his place is here now. So they all he tells them to close the portal in the painting and for them to live their lives.
Basically trapping him inside there forever, for all those who don't know.
So they finally agree because that's his wish, so she Will gets the Heart of Kanjekar to take them home. And that's the end of that little story.
You know, it,
In the epilogue, the aftermath of it, though.
yeah, the aftermath is the boys get community service for breaking in. And
So,
then,
Uriah, Nigel, Lauren, and Kurt sitting there cleaning up in the museum
yeah, and
that
you
they broke
know,
into.
your eyes like, oh,
Look, that's Trani. That's Judge Cook's
it's like,
daughter.
wish, let's go get revenge. And then Nigel's like, don't you dare.
Starts standing up for her. And he just goes, hello, and hello, there's your little first meeting, Tarani and Nigel. So, Yara's like, oh, cultural visit beauties, what are you guys doing today?
It's like,
So, like,
no, we've come to visit a friend.
so they're looking at the painting that Elias is happily in.
And he's inside the painting, painting another painting. If you can follow that logic.
Happily ever after. That's
Yay!
the end of comic issue 5.
Yay!
Woo!
Go issue five. What's next?
Our top 10 poll.
Yay!
I love these.
Alright.
Oh my gosh.
This time's top 10 is biggest WTF moments in which
Which you guys should know the
most
what
of them.
that means.
We
We're not gonna say it on here. Okay,
because
biggest witch shocker things that you look at the TV screen or look at the comic book and go, oh my god, are you kidding me?
yeah, it's just like,
Or like me at one certain part,
or made you fall.
scream and fall over my chair.
Yes, like that.
Well,
Fall over
I was
backwards.
sick. Okay, that's
Poor
probably
Penny.
number one. Yes, that
Alright.
is number one. Okay.
Alright. So,
Number 10.
Caleb breaking up with Corny.
That is our number 10 WTF moments. All right. You guys
Yes.
ready for number 9?
Narissa being Trill and the Mage. That was kind of weird. It's like,
Yeah.
okay.
Okay, you can kind of, if you go back in the very last episode of the first season, you can kind of foreshadow that Nerissa is the mage because she's all like, oh, so now it all begins. Because I always wondered what the heck that meant.
Yeah,
And I didn't
but
even realize it when I watched season two until I watched it the second time. I was like, oh!
yeah, but okay,
Oh!
being trolled, that was a complete like, what?
That was WTF.
Yes, okay.
And then locking Elyon in it, and that's the first time it was introduced into the whole Hearts of Different Worlds
Let's,
stupid thing
yeah,
that I like hate so
other,
much.
yeah, other rant, other time.
All right, number 8.
Tara's mom slapping her. That made me. I think that one didn't make me fall off my chair, but I was really shocked. I'm like,
Which
whoa!
issue was that? I think that was an issue 24. I think that was the It might have been. Still, eat my words if it's wrong. Whenever Halen and Trani are going out to, do the report with Eric and Nigel, but the what is it? The like rock and roll cafe is closed. So, and they don't really realize it. So her mom gets all upset, and of course Uriah's gang's there. So, Trani and Halen get in trouble with them. So her mom comes up to the police station and slaps her in the middle of everybody. Like, in front of everybody, right there. So that's where Tarani starts getting really angry. She starts getting her a bit rebel thing with her mom and goes on to the Oracle and yeah.
It just keeps spreading
You
like
just don't,
wildfire.
as someone said, you just don't expect it
Oh,
and
wildfire.
exactly.
All
Just
right.
somebody their mom's just going to slap them. But that's what somebody said. So, number 7.
Dormouse dying. This made me really sad. I
Okay.
love that Dormouse. I'm going to be really sad when that happens in the RPG.
No, never.
Never.
No, because the first comics I had in my hand, because I ordered 25 and th through 30, I think when I was like 14, 15, some one of those. And then I read it. I was like, I read them all in one setting, and then I stared at it because like I'm a huge, huge, huge animal person, and it like broke my heart. So I'm sitting there going, no, and she's like, goodbye, Dormouse.
So of
Oh, it's
course, she being the brilliant genius she is, knowing that I'm a big animal lover, she decides to show it to me.
well, here, read this. It's
Which
gonna make
makes
you cry.
me cry my eyes out because I love the
That
Dormouse.
was the only part in which I cried.
I
The
know.
other part that I teared up on was Cedric in the comics, Ludmore arc.
That was really
With
sad.
Garub, that was sad. Those are the only two parts
He
I
almost redeemed
really.
himself. He almost redeemed
He
himself.
pretty much did, in my
Well,
opinion.
in the end, yeah, but I mean,
Yeah.
like, he did turn evil eventually. But it's like,
He's
aw, but
good
he's.
still.
He wanted to save her. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least that's good.
Yeah.
All right, number six.
Matt going through the portal.
What
What the heck?
You just watch it. You sit there. That's one of the reasons why I love Stolen Heart so much, because it was like, oh my God. I remember I didn't get to watch the episode the night it premiered because I didn't have cable for some reason. So I was on AIM and people were going talking to me and saying, "Oh my God, Matt just went through a portal." I'm like, "What?
I just remember watching
He went
it.
to Meridian? What?"
No, I just remember watching it, and all of a sudden I see Matt inside
And he's
Meridian. I'm
like,
like,
ah! And he
and
runs straight through the portal, and the
I'm
aliens
like,
are like, "Well, isn't that your boyfriend?"
what?
Huh? Matt? And he's
Which,
like, "Well, I'll starstruck." She's like, "Oh boy, we're in
well,
another
you know,
world. I'm sorry."
and you know, and she is this before or after she transforms? I think it's
It's
before.
before, because later Halen's all like, "Watch this, Matt. It's really cool," as they transform. And
I don't think
then you
they
have the
for
sexy music to Will walking up to Matt, and he's like, "Oh."
He's like, wow, my girlfriend's really hot.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think this is before they realize that when they transform, they're not completely clothed.
Oh gosh. All right,
They
what is
basically
it?
transform in front of every guy, and the one time they notice, it's like
Right.
really late. It's in the
Yeah.
middle of regularly.
Okay, number five.
Phobos stealing Nerissa's power.
Go Phobos.
Go.
You're that one guy at the end. All right.
All
Yo,
right, the,
that
probably the
was
only time I will ever say kudos to Phobos because I don't like Nerissa.
No, I love that part because like Will is so upset, and everyone else is like, "Why? You knew it was gonna happen." She's like, "Yes, but I didn't want it to." So she's like, "Oh, I can't believe Phobos actually did that." And they're like, "Really, Will? Really?"
Yeah, it's like, come on, it's kind of obvious. He is the prince of all vain vanity and girliness.
You're gonna keep with that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And it was your fault that I started, so be quiet.
Okay, speaking of Phobos, number four.
Phobos is suicide. Okay, I don't want to be trapped in a tower forever. Let me jump off a cliff and fall for eternity instead. Or, as Terra and Irma said it, tell me he didn't really do that.
Jump into an endless void, condemning himself to tumble through nothingness for centuries on end?
He did it.
All right. So, number three.
Cedric and Miranda being lovers. Anybody else? That was gross.
Oh my
See, that's
God.
cringe.
Oh. Oh my, I don't even know what to say. It's
I
like
know what to say. Ew.
it's so Oh my gosh.
It's a spider and a lizard. Ew.
And they're like, "Oh, we plan to take over the world and stuff or whatever." And I'm like, "Oh, that's just gross."
I mean,
There's not that's just one of those. Oh my God, are you kidding me? WTF moments.
there's just
Like
like no way you can like make it better. It's like, ew, no.
Oh gosh. So, anyways, number two.
Nerissa being Caleb's mom.
Did anybody see that one coming?
What the heck?
Okay, I knew that they had to come up with something else since they decided to totally screw over the whole murmurs, whispers, Phobos thing. Come on, Caleb's.
M
No. She was in her world history class a couple years ago whenever I first came and told her. I'm like, oh my God, Narissa is Kayla's mom. She goes, you're joking.
I said it out
Yeah, she's like practically screamed
loud.
it. And her classmates like looked around going, what the heck?
And of course I said, Narissa is Kayla's mother, which they have no clue who Narissa or Caleb are, and they're like, what? Completely missing the momentous occasion.
No, I love the part they're like, because we had in our quotes, Narissa is Kayla's mom, and I thought my mom had issues. Or is
Or
Narissa's mother?
like Witches for W, when they completely make fun of that relationship.
You did it
No. We officially renamed that episode, though.
No, that's just because you can't speak right.
Leave me alone.
No. I caught it, yes. Yeah, it was no, it was
It was
in
in that one.
our noon.
It
Wait,
was.
was R the one whenever?
And no, it wasn't the Halloween one, which will be
What about
W
it?
is for Witch. When they made fun of Caleb and. It's like.
Oh, mom, baby boy needs a spanking type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, like, whenever Halen's like all depressed because Yanlin turned over, and then all the boys are going goo gaga and the beautiful quote unquote Narissa,
Yeah, she looks uglier in her beautiful form than she does in her hag
and they're
form.
all sitting there going, he's under a spell, and he's like, he's under a spell, he's under a spell, and then Irma's like, they're under a spell, and they're not my boyfriends. Cornelia's saying, ooh, if Caleb ever looked at her like that, Will's all, ooh,
Nurse is his
Narissa's
mom.
mom? Oh, all right, gag me.
Ew. Just the
Well,
thought is like, ooh, no.
two, drum roll, please. One,
Cedric eating Phobos.
spit on my root beer on the TV screen and literally fell out my chair.
When I
It
saw that,
scared me.
oh my gosh, what happened to me? I also fell off my chair after I screamed, what the heck? Except I didn't say heck. I got in trouble for that day.
I was sick. I remember because I was sick and
Your poor TV, it got the
and it just
disease.
happened to be on that day. So I'm just sitting there curled up in a blanket, just on my computer chair. Just watching it from there because during the commercials I was on my computer. Probably I'm yimming or something. And then all of a sudden I'm watching and Cedric just walks forward and you don't even blink and he goes plonk, eats Phobos.
Every t
I'm
even
like
if I even if I see it now and I know it's coming, I will still go like, what
Yeah, I
the
know. I still like my eyes go wide. I'm like, holy crap, that's
It's just like, ah,
creepy.
it's like, yeah, that's also another a difference between the show and the comics,
Oh
how
my
Phobos
gosh.
finally goes. You know, the comics has he committed suicide. The comics say no, he was eaten alive.
Well, he doesn't die in the show, though. Well, technically not.
In the show, okay, if you're eaten alive,
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you're not alive anymore.
I showed him being alive in Z. He was just unconscious. I think. He didn't really show an aftermath. It
Well,
just showed Mr. Lizard Cedric all squeezed water, I guess.
you know, I kind of don't want to see the aftermath of that.
Oh
Okay.
gosh.
No, not
So
like that, So let's see,
Well, we usually have a 13th portal after this, but we've kind of talked a lot, and we kind of want to save the 13th portal since nobody's giving them to us, so we're kind of going to save this one. It's pretty obvious what it is. So we're just going to skip on to our personal question.
our least favorite are in the
Which
comic.
I think Tridi from the RPG asked us. I don't know, what's your least favorite arc?
Well, there's two. I know one of them's Regulang. Which one's the other?
Regularly.
Regulang.
And Arcanta. The third one. The third one. Those are the two that
Which
are
one's the third
least.
one?
Though
I can't remember specifics.
it's the one with Yua and
Oh, I
Eri and
hate that one. I
Maki.
hate that one. I hate that one.
I don't like. Okay, with the third arc, I don't love the Guardian plot line. I do like. I mean, The Astral Drops annoy the crap out of me, but I still do like the storyline. The real life problems were more interesting than the Guardian problems to me.
They're usually more interesting than the Guardian problems.
Like all the other
Well,
Sagas, I liked them a
no,
lot.
I'm talking about in that arc.
Well, yeah, and that one, like the government, like Riddle and the
That was
agents and all that trying
okay.
to capture them, that was awesome.
I like that part in the
And
real life.
Arub being introduced, that was pure genius.
That was
And
awesome. It's like,
Trani
wow.
rebelling was kind of like, oh, whatever.
It's like,
She'll come back. She's the Guardian of Fire. She can't do anything else.
no, it's like, okay, yeah,
She's
you
like,
don't want to be
I
there.
can see now. Oracle, I hate you because I can see.
You fixed my eyesight. I will never forgive you.
How much I would give to be Tarani right now. Okay.
Because you're blind without your contacts, I know you've bumped into my walls a lot.
Shut up.
No, you made fun of me, I made fun of you.
Fine. Gosh.
So,
See what I have to deal with.
oh please, you're worse. Make fun of my speaking problems.
Speak right, it won't be a problem. It's not my fault. Mine
Shit.
is genes. Yours is just
Mine,
not.
actually, no, I get it from my mom. You should hear some of the stuff she says. Like, apparently, she's going to sew a person.
Okay, somebody told me, can you get speaking problems from your parents? I mean, listening to them, yes, but it's your own fault if you can't speak right. I
Yes.
stumble on words too.
I know.
But I'm just making fun of her right now.
I know. Because for some reason, in this podcast, it's fun to make fun of me, my speech. And it's just fun
You're
to
not
make fun
allowed
of
to
me.
hear it, me.
No, but it's fun to make fun of you, period, so, ha.
Not allowed. Okay, we're so off topic. What
All
were
right.
we even talking? Oh yeah, least favorite comic book. That's right.
Well, I think we basically don't like the same ones.
It's hard. We have to pick a least, do we?
Do we
It's
have
like,
to?
okay, it's like Ragerling just happened, and yet I can't remember it at all. That's probably a clue that I like that one the least, if I can't remember what happened at all.
Yeah,
I
that's.
know it had a lot to do with Halen. I love Halen, but I love Will too.
The plot line in
And I love all
the Ragerling arc
the
wasn't as good as all the other ones. Even the third arc was a
At
little
least
bit
the third
better.
one had the
Third.
extra stuff. Like just having Telka and well, it was just I liked it. It just wasn't as good as the other ones. It
Yeah,
was just
like.
not it was just kinda like bleh after Ludmore and after Trial of the Oracle, which was my favorite arc so far, until who knows what happens with new power. Could
So,
be my new favorite.
yeah, I guess you could say that our least favorite is Ragerling.
Maybe. I
Because.
still love it. I love. Okay, you have to. It's like with the Guardians. You love all of them, but one of them has to be last.
Yes. So, that one's last so far. We haven't found one that we don't like more, so.
Yeah.
It's still open until, the comics are officially.
So I guess, Shreddy, there's our answer for it. Okay, yay!
Alright, and.
Now we have the song.
Yay!
Song time, music time. Woo, woo.
And this time it's Swifter.
Swifter for Halen. All right, I hope you guys enjoy it. Bye.
My wings to be who I wanna be.
Song.
And now we're just going to, well,
I
guess
yeah.
It's random, but
I made a promise because I made a witch video contest a couple months ago, and considering we haven't made a witch cast in a couple few months,
it kind of correlates.
Yes, so I wanted to announce the winner of my witch video contest is Eternal Lunar on YouTube for her video Witch, Will, and Matt Crush, which is one of my favorite songs ever because it's by Paramore, who I'm obsessed with.
It's a great video.
It's really
definitely
good.
Worth watching. So everybody get on YouTube right now.
Very, very good effects. Very good working with the video because I love it when songs go with the video. So good job, Eternal Lunar.
Woo! Yay!
Hands out for you guys.
All right, so...
All right, and thanks to everybody who entered the contest, because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I even enjoyed making the video for the contest and the results.
Okay, so, and now we have a special announcement to make.
This will actually probably help us make Witchcast faster, so if anybody wants to help us with this little project, we will get Witchcast out so much faster, because if we have something extra like this, what we're
we
about
will
to
definitely.
Explain, we'll do it more. We'll be more motivated.
All right.
Okay?
Now, everybody knows the... ever popular Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
Or people should, because it's like the number one comedy on YouTube,
yes.
With 40-50 million hits for Mysterious Ticking Noise.
So, of course, you know, the two of us, we're bored when then we're like, why don't we do that?
Let's make a witch one!
But, of course, it's kind of hard to do it.
It's not going to be professional or anything.
And we're kind of still planning puppets, no puppets, voices, or...
Yeah.
Not all voices.
So we decided to make a sort of witch puppet show type thing, where people would, if you guys have a video camera, a microphone, a digital camera, anything at all that you could possibly think that can record your voice, because by now I'm a genius with editing audio and video files. That's probably the only thing I can do on the internet.
Which is what?
Which is why I do the podcast, I do all this
which
nonsense.
Is why all the technical stuff is left to her.
It takes me forever.
I
figure it out
you.
Eventually, though.
I love you.
If you guys have anything and could possibly upload it to the computer, just email me. You guys should probably have some meanings of getting to me, Witch Lover, Will, Sailor Will, whatever you want to call me, on like places like the comics forum and the RPG and my email, which is like everywhere now.
Yeah, just type Witch Lover on Google. You'll find her.
Yes, that's the easy way.
All right.
So, and just say if you want to play, because right now we have
A few characters missing. We need an Irma, a Tarani, a Cornelia,
an Elyon,
and Cedric, but Cedric is pending.
Depends if anybody takes him or not, so.
Yeah.
But we've got, so far we've got Will, we've got Halen, we've got
Phobos,
we've got Caleb and Blunk. Those are the ones
yes,
we have so far.
Yes, we said Blunk.
Blunk's awesome, I'm gonna tell you that.
Yes, she is.
Sounds more like Stitch, but it's awesome. Okay, so if anybody wants to actually participate and stuff, all you do is give word because it's probably easier to reach me than Christine.
Yes, it is a
So just send me word and like say if you can possibly record yourself. If you can send it in an email or a PM or whatever, then send a sample of how you would want to play the character because we're only going to give the scripts forwarded to people who actually want to do it. So you have to actually
and who
want
we
to do it.
think, you know, can do it kind of well.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you're planning to be, I don't know, like Tarani for something, and your voice doesn't really match how we
Yeah.
kind of wanted her to be, or you don't know how to act her.
We're looking for outrageous things. You guys want to play characters? It'd be the funniest thing if like a boy was playing a girl character or vice versa, a girl playing a guy's. Yeah. We're not
Yeah.
gonna get into that
But
right
yeah, and like some of the stuff that's gonna happen is gonna be like, I don't know. You know, one day Haley's just gonna be flying around singing, "I believe I can fly," wham, straight into a wall.
We're
And
just gonna
she's
say,
like, but not through
"I
that.
believe I can fly."
Oh, hey.
I made a puppet show in a theater that had I did that on one of my because I was a fairy in Sleeping Beauty. It was a parody on Sleeping Beauty, and we
She
did
was a
that. So
stupid
it was
fairy.
so much fun. I claimed her because it was so much fun, and I wrote the script and everything. So it was awesomeness.
All right.
It's
Yeah. I believe.
like Will in the first one when she's all like, "I believe I can fly," and she's tumbling around going, "No, I can't fly." Oops, tumble on Corny.
Yes. Let's see. All right. Now, okay. A lot of people have wondered how me and Amanda got to be such really good friends really fast. Well, we have a list.
Okay, keep in
And
mind we're really dorky and some of these sound extremely stupid, some you might giggle at.
This all happened during lunch
When
when.
I was a freshman and she was a sophomore,
And we
so
were ignoring our
this
friends.
was a couple of years ago, and everyone was like kind of going, "Okay, get away from them, they're in a weird moment right now."
Because we were really loud and obnoxious back then, so we thought, oh, the whole world has to know this. Because it's momentous.
And I was looking around, just kind of going through my papers since my mom forced me to clean my room. How dare she? And I ended up finding this piece of paper that we wrote all this stuff down on. So we're just sitting there making stupid stuff up in the middle of lunch, and this is what we came up
And it helped us bond. Okay.
with.
Will wakes up in a castle, in the castle in frog PJs.
Caleb comes in, looks, and is arrested for sexual harassment.
Cedric is the judge.
Bubbles gets arrested for breaking and entering his room and says, "A kangaroo locked me out, so I had to blast it."
Cornelia is in a kangaroo suit and busts Caleb out of jail.
Irma lives underwater and tries to drown Cornelia for not giving her back her Carmilla CDs.
Helen becomes the tooth fairy and grants Cornelia fins to become a mermaid.
Trani becomes a scientist and discovers a cure for AIDS, but then gets so excited that her firepower hits flammable materials and blows lava.
Caleb gives up searching for Corny and becomes a basketball and ice skating coach to the best teams in the world, as suggested by the people who have been repeatedly beaten by them.
Bubbles is released from jail after he attempts to blow the guard up, who happens to be Cedric, and is sent to a nut house, loony bin.
So he gets out and becomes a psychologist. Will goes to him and talks about having too many kids.
Bubbles gets fired for not counting the minutes.
Corny and Irma get starred for The Little Mermaid 3.
Irma's mad about being the fish.
Okay. Helen gets bored being the tooth fairy and decides to become Santa Claus for more publicity.
Phobos has gotten fired for every job that he's ever tried and joins the Take Over the World convention.
He blasted anyone who contradicted him and became known as Darth Vader.
He takes over Elyon's throne again.
Will's babies form an army against Phobos, and Elyon is second in command.
Will cuts his hair and they win. Bald
Yay!
Phobos, woo!
Haylin gets mad about nobody giving her cookies and milk, so she becomes a fashion designer.
She takes away Phobos's old clothes and sells them to a museum.
Haylin gives Phobos a new pink frilly dress.
Bubbles shrugs and says it's better than when Elyon made him be a runway model in Meridian's fashion show.
And after that, the bell rang, and then we just started giggling all the way to our class.
So that is the randomness of two, what were we like, 15? Four,
15,
no, we were 14
14
at
and 15.
that time. So it was 3 years ago. Okay.
Oh, wow, that was 3 years ago.
Wow.
Well, okay, we know this is really late. We were planning on doing this a lot earlier, like a month ago, but we've had some complications.
Before that, we had more complications, but we actually We're recording, some issues just came up. So we have our New Year's celebration actually recorded. We decided to record that night, and warning right here.
Okay, if you're listening on headphones and it's loud, turn the volume down because unless you like getting your ears blasted to oblivion.
Because it gets really loud in this little celebration
Because
of ours.
remember, this is full of adults who've had so much to drink that they can't recognize their kids are in front of them, and they scream
Oh, crap.
very loud.
Ooh! Oh, n more news, more news, more news. Mooncloud posted today, I just noticed, the Witch on Stage Special Part 4, and as I'm looking through it, it looks like I made a mistake about talking about Halen writing, so you guys will know what I'm talking about if I post it later or something, like on the forum. That's all I'm gonna say. Ooh,
Yeah.
cool! The
So,
drawings are great.
yeah. So, okay, everybody enjoy New Year's.
Happy 2009. Everybody's gonna enjoy it. We're gonna go and eat something. Okay, so here's our New Year's, guys. Whoa, that was loud. Okay. Preview right there. Okay. Food. Ha. Well, now that we're pretty much done with the podcast episode, it looks like it's almost 2009. It's almost midnight. So, what should Yay! Bring up the streamers, the balloons, the party. Yeah, we need to go enter our party, which we've been evading because they've been dancing and acting like drunk adults. So
Well, let's just say there's alcohol, and I don't
we don't trust the adults around
adults,
us.
especially when they start dancing after they drink.
trying to drag us into it. But anyways, yeah, we should probably go down and do a countdown or something. Wait, do you have New Year's resolution? You don't have to say it, but I think
Well, I have a couple, but I know that this year my first resolution is I'm not taking down the Christmas tree because I did not put it up.
Okay, well, we're gonna be moving right now because I have to bring my computer with me. So we're walking downstairs. Hopefully you can hear us, sort of.
And if you hear kids, it's not my fault.
Please don't break, please don't break, please don't break. My laptop is like my.
Still recording. Amazing.
Stay, stay, stay. Have they done the countdown yet? It's going right now. Oh, yay, we made it for the countdown. And we're recording this. You guys are on iTunes now for Witchcast. Yay! They're like, what the heck is that? Countdown! Countdown, everybody! We're almost at 10. 15.
We
It's
also
a
sound very
podcast we're
loud.
recording right now.
So we're gonna have to edit out all the extra stuff.
Woo!
A.
4, 3, 2, 1!
Then you know the heart beneath the weight to watch.